Chapter 2. The History Behind Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. Behavioral therapy, in general, has been around since the beginning of the 1900s. Some of the more well-known pioneers of varying forms of behavioral therapy are Skinner, Watson, and Pavlov. Psychiatrists who study behaviorism believe in the idea that an individual's behaviors are able to be predicted, measured, trained, and, with some work with a program such as cognitive behavioral therapy, even changed. Behavioral therapy studies may have gotten their start in the early 1900s, but they have evolved and developed many new techniques since then. Different forms of behavioral therapy originally became a more popular idea after WW2 in the 1940s, as many war veterans had to cope with harsh emotional adjustments when returning home from duty. The field of therapy suddenly saw a rapidly increased need for a form of short-term therapy that would be able to effectively help people cope with common mental health conditions resulting from the effects of war, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and depression. Suddenly, behavioral therapies were used to treat a much greater variety of conditions than just emotional disorders caused by combat. These same therapeutic aspects and techniques were able to be carried over into other types of therapy, as well as to be used in treating a large multitude of disorders, conditions, and mental health problems. The specific development of cognitive therapies themselves began in the early 1900s with a psychotherapist from Austria named Alfred Adler. Though Adler had originally developed the foundation of the idea for cognitive therapies, a lot of the further development of the therapies was performed by another psychologist. The work of Adler was studied by and inspired an American psychologist by the name of Albert Ellis, who developed the concept of rational emotive behavior therapy, REBT. Rational emotive behavior therapy was first introduced in the 1950s. And has since been considered to be one of the earliest known forms of cognitive psychotherapy. Rational emotive behavior therapy focuses almost exclusively on the idea that an individual's emotional problems and stresses often arise from their negative thoughts, resulting from a specific event rather than from that specific event itself. The idea that an individual's condition may be caused by the thoughts generated after a specific event, rather than from the event itself, was a very controversial concept at first that eventually became the foundation for other therapeutic developments and studies. Albert Ellis was a huge advocate and promoter of the importance of behavioral therapies. The following quote is from Albert Ellis on the topic of his studies of various types of behavioral therapies and their results in treating multiple mood and emotional disorders. Science is skeptical that the universe includes deservingness and undeservingness, and that it defies people and things for their good acts or damns them for their bad behavior. It does not have any absolute universal standard of good and bad behavior and assumes that if any group sees certain deeds as good, it will tend to, but doesn't have to, reward those who act that way, and will often, but not always, penalize those who act badly. You and many outstanding inventors and writers have striven for the ideal and have, thereby, helped yourself do remarkably well. REBT, therefore, does not oppose competition or striving for outstanding achievement. It advocates task perfection, not self-perfection. What does that mean? It means that you can try to be as good or even as perfect as you can at any project or task. You can try to make it ideal, but you are not a good person if it is perfect.